So you heard lots of big reeds there at the end. A reed pipe is very different from, we call these other kinds of pipes, flue pipes, in that this is basically a flute. The principle is basically a flute. Here's a small one, basically of the same design as the one up there. Works just like a recorder or a flute. We can also make them out of wood and put a top in them, a stop in them. Different character. If we take the cap out, I should do that without the microphone, I guess. It changes the pitch. It basically, by capping a pipe, its effective length becomes twice of its actual length. So that means we can make a 16-foot pitch out of an 8-foot pipe. It's useful in places where there isn't as much ceiling height as there is here. So let's get back to the reed pipe. A reed pipe has a little thing, it's called a shallot, with a little metal tongue on it that vibrates. And here is a crumb horn. You can see the little reed there. There's a tuning wire that basically dictates how freely this reed moves, how much of it vibrates, and that's how you tune it. So you move that back and forth. I think there are at least two organ builders in this audience today. If Jonas, if you could stand up or raise your hand, this guy's an expert on reeds, so ask him afterwards. He actually helped me improve these two reeds that I have. Speaking of the other pipes, you're free to touch my pipes, but those pipes over there belong to the house and should not be touched. And let's see, one more thing I forgot to mention was that this tracker mechanism not only needs to go up and over to the right position so that it's, you know, below where the pallet for the pipe is, but it also needs to go from a vertical position here to maybe a vertical position back there. And for that, we use something called a square. So we mount these things on corner rails so that the tracker pulling down then pulls sideways. And then we put another one over there so we can go around the corner like this. Two sets of trackers. Is Suto-san in the audience? Yes, there he is. Can you stand up, please? Okay, he is a Japanese organ builder, a good friend of Kusakari-san. Suto, welcome. He is a good friend of Kusakari-san, who has built all of my models over there, plus this little mini organ that I didn't bring because we have Susie here, but it's a beautiful little organ that you can see a picture of and when you come up here afterwards. With that, I think we are ready for another toccata. Or would you like to hear some reed pipes, perhaps?
Really? Yeah.
That would be a good idea. We have a clarinet. Let's listen to that first by itself.
So, as I said, you've got the term flute, you've got principal, and now all these reeds that sound a bit like their orchestral cousins. So, clarinet. You going to announce a mole, or should I?
Pick another one that has a characteristic sound.
An earlier version of that is called the Krummhorn, and Oli has a Krummhorn pipe, which is the German version, but this is the French version. Sounds a little like the clarinet, but a little bit buzzier, a little bit brighter, and that's very typical of French reeds.
Then I think we should hear a German trumpet and a French trumpet. They, of course, have to be different. Let's hear the French one first.
Mm-hmm. There's even a louder, much louder one.
And the Deutsch one? So would you say that's more reserved?
More reserved, just like the Germans. It just had to do with the fact that in Germany, the reeds were used more to blend with other stops, particularly to accompany congregational singing, whereas in France, that was not needed.
And of course, we should do a little extreme here. So let's hear the lowest note of the 32-foot contrabassano, which is a huge reed.
Well, first of all, so you heard at the end of the condo piece several tuba stops. Now you can imagine a tuba you think of as a deep kind of a thing, but it actually in Latin means trumpet. And so this is more an English style reed, and it's called tuba mirabilis, the trumpet of miracles. So. But we have other pitches. So there's an 8-foot pitch, a 4-foot pitch, and a 16-foot pitch, so low. So all three of those together. But in the pedal, that's extended down to what Ole was asking for, which is the 32-foot. That's an octave yet below that, and so we'll just step down the scale. You really can't hear individual pitches, but it's quite impressive when it's played with everything else above it.
Okay. Anything else we should show?
Yeah, one other one. I mentioned that the principal was often seen as imitative of the human voice, but there isn't a stop called human voice, voix humaine in French, and it's a very buzzy little thing. Often in French music, played with a tremolo.
So in that case, the wind is undulating. There's a little weight mechanism that sort of does this to the wind system. I think we also should show the swell division, which is basically the pipes are sitting in a box that has swell shutters that can open and close in front of it, and so that gives us excellent volume control. We can have it close where it's really quiet, or we can have it fully open. So that's the box closed. Now, one more thing that this organ has,
One thing to say about that is that Naki will make that extremely effective and obvious in her piece that she will play soon.
This organ also has a crescendo pedal. I think you have to hit the button crescendo on manual one or something like that, or crescendo on, I think. So obviously, since this is a programmable system, you can hook it up such that there's a pedal that says add stops progressively as you push the gas pedal down, basically. And so this is what that sounds like. Very good. I think we should let Naki play that other, unless you have other things to show us.
Well, I'm supposed to play the Bach pieces, but if you don't want them, that's fine.
I'm so sorry. It's late. It's been a long week.
Yeah. Shall I play them?
You shall.
Okay.
Thank you very much. Wonderful. Thank you. Thank you for that, Rodney. You have another Bach piece. Boy, am I losing it here. I'm sorry. Allein Gott comes next.
Thank you.
I think I need a drink of water or something. Our next organist, you've heard her name mentioned before. She helped us greatly with the Kondo variations. Her CD is up here. I forgot to mention that we have CDs for sale. One is the Toccata CD that's recorded in this hall by the resident organist, Hatsumi Miura. And the other one is Naki Sung Kripgans' CD, as she gets ready to play the Vidor Toccata. We also have your laptop stickers. We have a couple of Fisk brochures. Are you ready, Naki? That bench needs adjusting between players, so that's what she's doing now. As I mentioned earlier, each organist has their registration stored in memory, so all she has to basically do is call up her memory location and hit the first position. So this is the famous Vidor Toccata, made famous by the wedding of Princess Margaret to Lord Snowdon in 1960, and ever since that wedding, everybody wanted to have it at their wedding. So that's what made that toccata famous, I believe. Here we go.
Thank you.
you so much. What a wonderful way to end the musical part, if I could just keep the sequence in my hand. What we will do now is I'd like to have all organists up on stage. They could take a take a bow together. That will probably take a couple of minutes for everyone to gather down here. Get up and stretch your legs, and we'll take some pictures. And then Dola-san, who is a technician here, will open the instrument so that we can look inside, and we'll form a line to go up on that side and down on this side. So that will allow you to take some pictures inside and take a look at the models and so on. I hope you enjoyed the show. We have another hour to play around in here. Stretch your legs, folks. Okay, so going inside the instrument has to be done kind of carefully, a few people at a time. There's not much space in there. Rodney will be at the console. Yeah, well, Dola will do that. Yes, do not touch the pipes, please. Very important. They don't get through. They just have to go back again and come out again. No, the flow is along here. So some people can go in and come back out again, or some people can just, if they're not interested in the inside. If anyone wants to see what the bird looks like, it's right in this cabinet here. So if you come, if you walk in on the way back, you come up here and I'll show you the bird.